fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of July. Prepper tip of the day. Bit of unusual one, but I think necessary given the things that are going on. Have your bug out plans ready to implement. That is the prepper tip of the day. Be sure that your bug out plans are ready to implement. If you live in or near any major metropolitan area in the United States, you need to make sure that your bug out plan is ready to implement, whatever that means for you. That is your prepper tip of the day. We're hoping that Dr. Phil Myers would call in. He told me that he would be available the first half hour this show, but so far he has not called in. We'll have open lines here at 800-313-9443. I'm going to go to breaking news and see if there's anything new about what's going on in the country. I'm not seeing anything there. Let's jump over to Drudge Report real quick. They're not always on top of the latest thing, but they're pretty quick, too. Not much since the last time I looked. There were apparently a convenience store in Dallas was looted after the attack. Apparently there were people dancing in celebration of the shootings of the 11 police officers following the shooting. A very bizarre, strange behavior, to say the least. Very strange. Well, it is Friday. The tragedy in Dallas took place about 12 hours ago, almost to the minute. About 12 hours ago, about a quarter to 9 p.m. local time, and it's 9 a.m. local time right now. So it's only been about 12 hours since this tragedy took place. 11 police officers shot in Dallas, Texas. 5 of them are deceased. I don't know if any of the remaining ones are at risk of dying or not. My concern is what will happen between now and Monday morning. So we got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and it is hot, hot, hot. In case you're in the southern hemisphere or it's wintertime, it's hot, hot, hot here in North America, which certainly adds fuel to the flames of potential civil disorder. I say potential because it hasn't happened yet. I understand there were possibly as many as 1 million people in Times Square, New York City last night, demonstrating and protesting. Other cities had protests around the country. There are groups of men and women who would love to see maximum chaos in the United States of America. The jihadists, both organized and lone wolves. The communists, connected to various groups. The Latinos, connected to the separatist movement to return New Mexico, Arizona, California to Mexico. And I'm sure others. Lone wolves and terrorist cells both. Now, those of you listening to me, my regular listeners and people who listen to Patriot Radio on a regular basis and keep up to speed on what's going on, you will not be surprised or shocked if or when these groups of men and women decide to take action. You won't be caught off guard. The majority of Americans won't have a clue. They'll just wake up and smell the smoke in the middle of the night. That's what will happen. We got a caller on hold here, and we've got John in Austin, Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Oh, what a night. I've been monitoring the situation in Dallas, of course, which is only just a couple hundred miles north of my location.
Right.
You know,
go ahead.
Based on my experience in law enforcement and counterterrorism work I did, one of the videos that I watched last night was apparently an active shooter going after a Dallas police officer.
Right.
And what I took away from that video was that was no amateur shooter. His movements, the way he got the officer to feign to the right of that pillar, and then turn around the left side and take him on at point blank range, and then move calmly, you know, move on.
Right. After
he shot the officer.
Right. A coup de grace. The officer was already wounded and down, and he did a coup de grace shot,
yes.
Didn't he?
Yes. And the way he initially shot him, it looked like the muzzle of the gun was angled at a point that would be, because he had the officer, he came up on the left and back of the officer's weak side and was able to get what it looked to me like a shot below the vest. Which would have put it into the low back. And could have, you know, been a fatal shot in and of itself.
Right. Right.
Because the type of vest that they wear, and I know that I had applied to be in the Dallas Police Department. I had a lot of friends who were in the Dallas PD. I grew up in Dallas.
Right.
Their vests only go down to basically just above the top of the pants. Your pants, just above the top of the waist, with maybe a 2 or 3 inch gap, with the largest gap being in the back.
Right, right.
Usually no trauma plates in the back, and maybe a soft trauma plate in the front. And that's a patrolman set.
Right.
But, like, again, John, what I take away from that video was that that shooter was trained, and that was, you know, that wasn't some guy who they got off, you know, that wasn't a rookie, that wasn't somebody who had maybe a few hours experience on a rifle range, just in the way he was moving, the way he held his gun, the way he shot, calmness at which he proceeded into the situations. that one situation, like I said, and the tactics he used. And there were, I believe there was obviously more than one shooter, because when you listen to just the audio prior to that event, it just sounds like a massive gunfire. And you can tell the difference between rifle gunfire and pistol gunfire. And just massive amounts. You know what I mean? Like, there had to be engagement of two or three people. And that's what I take away from that at this stage of the game. To be honest with you, I've had a busy morning doing some other things. I haven't seen if they have given out any of the demographics on the individual they had in custody last night.
Right.
I don't know. I'm asking you, John. Did they give out any demographics on any of the shooters?
One shooter has been identified as African American. I don't know about the other shooter. I believe three people are in custody, and one shooter is deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Drudge, they're quoting one of the shooters as saying that he wanted to kill white people. And, of course, it appears that the shooters had fairly good marksmanship skills and were able to mostly shoot only white police officers. There was a black female who was shot attempting to protect her children, I know. But all the dead officers, I believe, were all white. I'm not positive. Do you know?
I'm not positive on that either.
There's also reports of explosive, one or more explosive devices in that area as well.
You know, also in my mind, this sits squarely on the hands of Black Lives Matter and the head of that organization who's been calling for violence against police officers. And this sits right square in his lap.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so. That is so irresponsible to make those kind of public statements, especially when you're in that kind of position to influence the actions of other people.
Exactly, John. And you had the mainstream media supporting this guy and giving him a platform to which to spout out his hate. Same with La Raza. It's called for the killing of all white people. I feel as a white Christian male, I'm walking around with a giant target on my back. And to be honest with you.
Well, what's the population of Metro Austin where you live, John?
About a million. Million.
About a million people. Well, that would be considered a major metropolitan area, in my opinion.
Plus, also remember that if you triangulate a little bit, I'm just about 2 hours' drive from Houston and an hour's drive from San Antonio and about two and a half, three hours from the border.
Right. Well, any and all major metropolitan areas, in my opinion, are at risk of social disorder following what happened last night in Dallas. As we speak, now it's 9:15 a.m. on Friday, the 8th day of July. There's groups of men and women in homes and apartments and hotel rooms, restaurants right now planning on what they can do to cause social disorder in their communities all around the United States. That for a fact, is happening. What do you think, John?
I sadly have to agree with you, John. I keep coming back to the Black Lives Matter and possibly the new Black Panthers which have shown a very militant.
Well, the new Black Panthers are Muslim. The original Black Panthers back in the 60s were communists. But the new
right.
Black Panthers, right? The new Black
That's
Panthers
why I
are
make
Muslim.
The distinction between the new Black Panthers, but they have shown themselves to be very militant in Texas, and have had a couple of face-to-face encounters with law enforcement down here in the Dallas and Houston area.
Well, there's reports, and I know you're aware of it, many of our listeners are aware of the Muslim training camps in remote areas of the United States, where reports of frequent gunfire, as in training firearms with firearms, comes from these Muslim training camps. Multiple statements from Muslims, both in the United States and abroad, of what they would like to do to our country. Statements from Lavaza people, what they would like to do to our country. 80 years worth of statements from communists, what they would like to do to our country. We have no shortage of enemies who would like to cause destruction of lives and property, do we, John?
No, we don't. Now, John, because of my involvement in the Joint Terrorism Task Force, for 5 years along the Texas, mostly up in West Texas and along the border, from, let's say, just below El Paso down to above the valley, what would be considered the Rio Grande Valley. I know about what you're talking about the training camps and
Well, they use these people are these various groups. They're up. They're pretty technically savvy. They're using encrypted emails to communicate back and forth today on Friday, July the 8th. Encrypted telephone communications that will have scrambling devices. Face to face communication. What we call tradecraft, where they would use live drops and dead drops to leave messages back and forth. All these things are being implemented on Friday, the 8th day of July. What do you think, John?
I guess if you go back and if you want to see this, pardon me, my throat's a little scratchy this morning, no sleep. If you want to see this as a triggering event, I hate to use that word.
Well, it's an appropriate word, and I need to wrap up your comments because I got a Tim Spencer coming up here soon.
Yeah, but as this is a triggering event, that, like in the 60s with the riots that spread across the country, starts here. And
well, the media will make it appear to be spontaneous events of emotional people when it will actually be contrived events on the part of organized groups. John, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on here. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Stay safe and on a swivel, people.
Okay. Tim Spencer, good morning, sir.
How you doing today, buddy?
Really good. I got a note from you at 1:15 a.m. concerning what was going on. You've been monitoring this pretty closely, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I watched it from the get-go. I was happened to sit down for a minute and turn on Fox News, and just as I saw people running on the screen, I decided to stop and watch it, and then within a minute, they were showing police officers dead and injured laying in the road. So,
right.
Yeah, I've been following it pretty closely, and I think tonight is going to be interesting, to say the least.
Well, I'm putting people on standby to be alert between now and Monday morning. We had about 72 hours, give or take, when the country will either be normal and at peace Monday morning, the 11th day of July, or will be in total chaos. I don't believe it's going to be any in between. Tim, what do you think?
Oh, I tend to agree with you. I absolutely tend to agree with you. You know, they were protesting in 10 or 15 cities last night.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of July. We got Tim Spencer with us. Tim, Drudge Report just in the last 2 minutes has changed their headline. The current headline on Drudge, here it is, a quotation. Black Power Group claims responsibility. Warns of more assassinations.
Right. And from what I read, John, that is a, if I read the article correctly, I just skimmed it, it's not a known group. Apparently this is a new group.
Well, at least new to the general public. We don't know what the intelligence services are aware of, but clearly, I mean, if this is a bona fide, if the connection between the shooters who did the shooting and the group making this statement, if there is chain of command linkage between these people, they are what they claim to be. They've already murdered five police officers, seriously injured six more, who some of whom might very well die. So they appear to be the real deal, don't they?
Yeah, they do, John. They do. You know, when this first started, you know, I'm reading, you know, skimming through headlines, and I guess the discussion now is how many shooters were there? Were there one, two, or more? I remember some of the tape I was watching last night, though, showed police officers literally shooting in two different directions.
Right.
At least the cops on the ground thought there were two shooters, at least.
Well, there's a, here's something a lot of people may not understand, and it's not clear in watching TV shows and movies. When you're in a built-up urban area with tall masonry and glass structures. It's difficult to tell where the shootings come from because of the way the audio, the reports of the gunfire get bounced off these different hard surfaces, isn't it?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. And I'm really surprised that the cops were returning fire as quickly as they were. You know, it's dark. Yes, you've got streetlights and everything, but it's dark or almost dark when this started. And, you know, apparently they were able to identify some kind of targets immediately.
Right. Well, the shooters apparently did not use suppressors, thank goodness, because suppressors do two things. They suppress the decibels, and they almost completely eliminate the muzzle flash.
Right.
Which is... and this is not a secret, and this is a well-known event. Well, anybody who's had any tactical training knows what I'm talking about, to be accurate and true. It's not a secret. But if you want to cause chaos within several hundred people in the street, you would not want to use a suppressor because you'd want the gunfire to be easily heard to cause maximum chaos, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, John. And it did do that. There's no question it did that. People were running every direction from what I was watching, and I don't blame them. You know, out in the open, you know, in an area where bullets are most likely to ricochet, you know, everything's concrete and asphalt and
right.
Metal. I think I'd probably be hot-footing it to some kind of cover myself.
Absolutely, but when you got gunfire coming from two directions, you might be triangulated and unable to get any decent cover.
That's true. That's very true. But, you know, getting back to the subject at hand, I think tonight may be interesting. I can't pick out any specific places, but I knew I know that I would not want to be in an urban area anywhere in the United States, you know, from an hour and a half before sunset, you know, through the next morning. I would not want to be in the urban area. And you know me, rule of thumb is the best defense is not be there.
Right. Well, before you came on the air with me, I was telling our caller John from Austin, Texas, that in my opinion, in major cities around the United States right now at 9:30 a.m. on Friday morning Central Time, there's groups of men and women in homes and apartments, possibly restaurants or hotels, planning the events for tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday night. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I guarantee there are some groups. I mean, all you got to do is look at social media. I can't believe these people, and I use that term loosely, that are cheering on this event where five good men were killed. I don't even know what the word is, confusion, not disgust. It disgusts me to see these people.
In Cairo, Egypt... They celebrated for 3 days following the events of 9/11/01. Free food in the restaurants, music and dancing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back. Here more here on Friday, the 8th day of July. Well, just a real quick reminder that I do have energy clinics for sale, 30-day money-back guarantee, and here's the order line, 800-592-9543. Tim, our regular guest, Dr. Myers, has called in. We'll be talking about health-related matters here the remaining few minutes of this show. I want to thank you, sir, for calling in. You and I might be talking about doing an alert on ruralsurvival.info, I think, before the day is over. And
yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Give me a call when you get a chance, and we'll talk about it.
We'll talk privately. Thank you for the call. And we do have with us Dr. Phil Myers, D.C., and in good times as well as difficult times, having optimal health and energy is a good thing, and it could be a matter of life and death during a severe crisis. And the way to get started with Dr. Phil Myers is real simple, real easy, doesn't cost anything. That first private, no-charge consultation, call his office and set it up. Nobody will be there till Monday morning, so call Monday morning at 314-878-6868. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. This whole world going crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's been right at 12 and a half hours since the tragedy in Dallas, Texas. There's now a group taking responsibility for what happened. They call themselves the Black Power organization, Black Power, Black Power Political Organization. And they have posted a threat. Here it is. Sniper assassins take down five police officers. More will be assassinated in the coming days. Do you like the work of the assassins? Question mark. Get your own sniper rifle and join our thousands of sniper assassins worldwide in the fight against oppression. And they made a similar threat a time back where they were... They have a photograph of one of their people holding a rifle and a photograph of a rifle standing on its own. And they call themselves the Black Knights, Black Power Political Organization. Well, Doctor, my main concern is that between now and Monday morning, the 11th, that these cities might have massive civil disorder in major American cities all around the country. We have basically about 72 hours to find out what happens between now and when we wake up Monday morning, if the cities will be okay or if there'll be major civil disorder. I don't believe there's going to be anything in between, Doctor. What do you think?
Well, I mean, to know, actually know what's going to happen, that's why I listen to you.
Okay.
But when it comes to what can, like, for example, what am I going to be doing for about this whole thing? Same thing we did with Ferguson stuff here in St. Louis and all these different types of things. I mean, there has been war and greed and civil unrest for centuries. It always revolves around the same case. And so for myself, knowing what I know about what's happening, is here's the thing, is call me an optimist. Some people might say an optimist, but it's a reality that I live in where our human beingness is designed to be of a state of always moving towards our highest and greatest potential. And in that, letting go of blaming the outside world for the destructive thoughts and incoherent issues going on in my own self. And so I know a lot of people that are freaking out, like, oh my God, this whole thing is now. Why bother having kids? Our whole nothing's going to work anymore. Why bother doing this? Why bother doing that? And the thing is, whether it's a little thing or these huge events, and based upon some people's perspective, even this is a little event where major world wars are huge. Those are the huge events, and this is a small event. I mean, everybody's perception of it is different. And so, but it all goes back down to the same psychology. So for myself, personally, it's looking at what am I able to do to keep myself in order and work at responding accordingly to what shows up in the world, and working through that mode. And so there's a lot of stuff that is going to happen, and that's for myself, that's very important, and it's very important for everybody, because whether it's these civil unrest or you just got into a fight with your spouse or your kid about something or your boss about something, that it all leads down to, if you're blaming the outside world for what's going on inside of you, your own feelings, your own thoughts, and your own emotions, then you're never going to be towards the solution. And you're always going to be towards the problem.
Right, right.
Because you're just feeding that fire. If you want to do something about the BPPO or any organization like that, then feeding their fire with your disdain, with your anger, with your emotional upsets is only feeding them. It doesn't do anything to help create a solution towards a better and greater world. because what's happening is the world is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And collectively, we as a society, if you really play with this, if you really want to, everything that's going on in the outside world is a reflection of what's going on in our own systems. And so if you really want to look at it, that we have allowed this. We have created this by not looking at our own self and taking full responsibility for what's going on in our own bodies, our own cancer issues, our own autoimmune issues where we are destructive to our own cells. I mean, it's a full reflective mirror to show what's going on outside. And so if you want to be a solution to this, then start looking at what's going on in you and how you're responding and how you're reacting to the outside world. Because you have an internal dialogue going on inside of you that if you don't look at it and start rectifying the issues, you're only going to be a part of the problem.
Absolutely. Well, and I agree with you, absolutely, there, Doctor. People do need to take personal responsibility for their own spiritual beliefs and values, their own actions that they take. And keep in mind, of course, that youngsters and older people need to be cared for by the healthy adult males and females in our society, those who can no longer care for themselves or are too young to care for themselves. It's our responsibility to look after these youngsters and oldsters, both, to make sure that they're safe and no harm will come to them. There's a lot of unknowns here, aren't there, Doctor?
Oh, it's extremely unknown, and I'm talking in turn as this is where our world is going. Our world is requiring us to take these personal steps forward. Now, from a personal level, when a human being starts going on this journey, if they really go on this journey, it is a full 5-year process to really, really, really get the whole thing integrated into your being. And I'm talking about being involved with it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for 5 years. So then and that's just at an individual level. And so then if you're looking at it from a society level, then if one person doesn't start, then it's never going to be moving towards critical mass where finally it gets to a point where more people are doing this. And here's the thing, we're getting close to that critical mass. What did I talk about a couple weeks ago on the show about times are changing? If we don't make these decisions now, we're not going to make it for another 60, 100 or so years, where it's now two more generations back are going to have to now do this, and they're going to have to learn the lessons that we should have learned now. This is the time that these lessons must be learned. These organizations and things like, I mean, I was just listening to the news for a split second last night before I went to bed, and that whole rally was a peaceful rally. It was all about what I'm just talking about, of actually caring for one another, and people's lives matter. And this even the group that's firing on people, their lives matter. They're just completely misinterpreting their own data in their own system that they're lashing out because they think the cops are the problem, or they think the whites or the blacks or the Spanish or the Chinese or whoever. They think human race is the problem. And it's like the whole thing, I love humanity, but it's the people that drive me crazy.
Right.
It's that mentality. And so I said this a lot of times, and it ticks people off when I say this, but it's just as much a problem with the perpetrator than it is the quote-unquote victims of the thing. The perpetrators were just as much in pain. I mean, how much pain and suffering does a person have to be in internally to lash out through murder and mayhem to their fellow man, their brothers and sisters, the people that we're one with? How much pain and suffering has in turmoil has to be going on inside that person's soul, body, and psychology for them to do that? A lot.
Absolutely,
and
a lot.
If you're then reacting in the same hostility and things towards them, you're just feeding that fire.
Well, to point a rifle at an innocent human being and begin the trigger squeeze is off the charts psychosis, in my opinion.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
It is a psychosis.
Of course it is. By definition, it is.
For sure.
But remember, John,
that's an action step. I mean, you've fired triggers before at people, and how much training did you have to go through to understand the psychology of what you were doing to train yourself to be able to do it in a protective manner versus a destructive manner?
Tachyphrenia is fully kicked in, and that's a medical term. You can look it up in a good medical dictionary, where tachy is fast, phrenia is brain activity. And in those moments leading up to squeezing a trigger and aiming at another human being, everything changes when tachyphrenia is fully kicked in. And most people experience tachyphrenia in our country, in our society, when they're in an automobile accident. And since you're a doctor and you work with people who've been in automobile accidents, they will probably tell you that when in the process of the automobile accident taking place while that car is spinning sideways or whatever it might be doing, that it seemed like it was in slow motion. You've heard that, haven't you, doctor?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course
you have.
When brain activity speeds up enough, it gives the appearance of time slowing down. And here's what happens. You have tunnel vision. You only see what's directly in front of you, what you need to see. You don't see anything left or right or up or down. You see only what you need to directly in front of you. Your audio perception slows down along with the perception of time slowing down. So the audio perception slows down also. You can do things when tachyphrenia is kicked in that you can never do otherwise. I frequently use the example of the well-known baseball player Babe Ruth. He could walk up to a record spinning 78 RPMs and read the label. And you probably heard, Doctor, even if you're not a baseball fan, most of us have heard professional baseball players say how they can see the stitching on a baseball coming at them at 100 miles an hour when they're at bat. And there's no way on God's green earth you can do that unless tachyphrenia is fully kicked in. And they can, in fact, this is not something they're making up. They can actually see the stitches on that baseball going 100 miles an hour. And, of course, adrenaline is pumping into your system when you're at risk of being killed. You're being pumped full of adrenaline, which degrades your fine motor skills tremendously. And it takes a lot of training to overcome the degradation of your fine motor skills because adrenaline is pumping into your bloodstream. So there's a lot of things going on there, and you become super aware of everything. I can still feel my finger on the trigger in Vietnam when I was taking up that slack on that trigger and aiming another human being. So there's a lot going on there, and just to go back to the foundation of this part of our conversation, the men who were squeezing those triggers had tachyphrenia fully kicked in, and their whatever form of psychosis they were dealing with fully kicked in also.
Absolutely, and then that whole description you did so beautifully described is what is what you described as your trigger. As you as a human being that just experienced that hearing all these events, you got triggered by all of that data, and that's triggering inside of you your reactionary system, your goal-oriented actions of anger and hostility, fear and drawback. And so those same things, that same story that John just described is going on in your body, your immune system, your system. And it's triggering you deep down issues, post-traumatic stress responses. It's all these different types of reactions that really tear you apart.
Hold that thought, Doc. We have a break. We may have time for one call. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here on more here on Friday, the 8th day of July. Well, Doctor, we got about 2.5 minutes here to put out some information that will help people have some peace in their hearts, hopefully, have some hope that things will get better. I believe that's what we need to do in these couple of minutes, sir.
Absolutely. So here's the thing is, We all have the ability to see if how we're going to react to this situation, these situations in life, and or are we going to respond accordingly? And here's the thing: if you catch yourself reacting and hostility and fear, anger, blame systems towards these events, it's tearing you up inside. And there's a lot of different ways for you to move past that in a more mature and healthy way. And it is, I have a whole process that I coach people through that helps you work through this. We can talk about that on private consultations. But here's the gist of it, is you have a goal-oriented action step for these events. And learning to cancel that goal-oriented action the other people for them to change, and looking at what are your thoughts that are driving the system, and learning to come towards the situation in a loving, compassionate, moving everybody and everything towards our highest and greatest potential as humanity, and first looking at it from your own self. That is the key to this entire process. And when you start doing that, you are totally in charge of your life. Even in the most detrimental of circumstances and environmental, quote-unquote, stresses that are coming at us, you then have complete and utter freedom of choice to work with it. That whole this thing that John was talking about, that tachyphrenia, what happens is your brain goes so fast. Things slow down, but your brain neurotransmitters go so quick. It's autonomic, automatic reaction. And unless you start training yourself to slow down that system, you, me, and everybody else on this planet just react and thinks about the consequences later. And by that time, most of the time it's too late, and we've already fed the fire to our own health issues and then the health issues of our planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Doctor, that's a very uplifting and heartfelt message for all our listeners, and I want to thank you for taking the time to being with us, sir. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, John. Bye.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very concerned about our people, our country, the next 72 hours. Keep your situational awareness squared away. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.